The gospel lesson for today is John chapter 16, verses 31 through 33. Do you now believe? Jesus replied. A time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered, each to your own home. You will leave me all alone. Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world.
Do you ever get scared? Sometimes we get scared. Even though adults get scared of things that we aren't usually scared of, like money, relationships, and families. We know that everyone can be afraid of something. As kids, we can be afraid of the dark, thunderstorms, doctors, or spiders. We can be scared that no one will talk to us or we won't fit in our new schools, or that a monster is hiding in our closet. There are lots of things in this world to be afraid of, but Kingswood kids are learning that we don't have to be scared, and this is what we want to share with you today. As Christians, we know God is with us. There are many, many places in the Bible that tell us how much God loves us. We can see God's love in the Israelites being led out of Egypt or through the story of Daniel in the lion's den. But one of our favorite scriptures is Psalm 23.
Oh, hello. Just getting ready to practice some soothing music. It always settles me down. I learned to play this pipe in the mountains with my sheep. My name is Shep and I'm a shepherd. A friend of mine, Judah, gave me this pipe. I love playing for my sheep. It settles them down, too. This pipe is something every shepherd needs. But I've got a lather of other equipment. Let's see, I've got my scribe. It holds bread, cheese, dried fruit, and watching some olives. I've got my staff. I use it as a walking stick or to protect the sheep from wild animals. Oh, how can I forget my sling? I use it to protect the sheep from robbers and wild animals. But the best thing I own is the pipe, because it keeps me company when I'm alone, calms and refreshes the sheep.
The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He gives me rest in green pastures. He leads me to calm water. He gives me new strength for the good of his name. He leads me on paths that are right. Even if I walk through a very dark valley, I will not be afraid, because you are with me. Your rod and your walking stick comfort me. You prepare a meal for me in front of my enemies. You pour oil on my head. You give me more than I can hold. Surely your goodness and love will be with me all my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever.
Psalms 23 reminds us that God is always with us, even when we are afraid. We feel alone and sad, afraid when we feel alone and sad. God is with us, giving us comfort. Psalms 23 reminds us that even when we walk through the darkest valley, we will fear no evil because God is with us, always. And better than that, God knows us too, just like a shepherd knows his sheep. God knows each one of us by name. So God knows when we are scared. God knows when we are afraid of the dark or when there's a thunderstorm. All we have to do is believe in God. God is with us, and not forget, God is there to protect us.
God loves each one of us so much that God creates us in his own image. God loves each of us so much that he sent Jesus to save us. And God loves us so much that he promises to always be with us. Earlier, we sang about leaning on his arms, and we really can do that. God can keep us safe and secure. God can take our fears and replace them with peace. Even though times will not always be easy, God is with us every step of the way. Sometimes even adults forget how powerful God is. We can become so filled with our fears that we forget that God can take our fears away. God is powerful. This story from Mark 4:35-41 reminds us that God even has the power over the stormy seas. The disciples were very afraid of the storm. They were afraid that they were going to drown. But Jesus calmed the sea, and in the process calmed their fears. They were no longer afraid. Instead, they were in awe of Jesus.
It was the end of a very long day, and we were all tired. Jesus told all of us to get in the boat and go to the other side of the lake.
The sky was looking pretty stormy, and the waves got rough. It began to rain so hard that we had to start bailing.
We were all afraid we were gonna drown.
Where was Jesus?
Sleeping.
Didn't he care if we all drowned?
All of a sudden, Jesus stood up and talked to the wind and the waves.
He said, "Quiet, be still," and the storm stopped.
We all looked at each other and asked, "Who is he? Even the winds and the waves obey him." That was the adventure that would change our lives forever.
When Jesus calms our fears, he gives us peace in our hearts. The past 6 weeks, the Kingswood kids have been learning about Beatitudes and thinking a lot about peace. We have talked about how we can have peace in the world. We study organizations like UMCOR, United Methodist Committee on Relief, and the CARE organization. We learned that each one of us can have an effect on peace in this world. We just have to start finding ways to make a difference.
But the first step in making a difference is having peace in your heart. Jesus said, "Peace I bring to you, my peace I give to you." He came to save us and take our fears and doubts. As Christians, we must have peace in our hearts. We must believe that God is always with us and can get us through anything. Even something as small as a thunderstorm or as big as being sick. It can be hard to remember this sometimes. It can be hard to feel God when you are under your bed, scared of a thunderstorm. Because it can be hard to feel like things are going to be okay when you are in bed with a fever. But we hope we can remind you today that we don't have to be afraid. We can have the courage and peace that only God can bring.
The Kingswood kids know it, and we hope you know it too.